a developing synergy between national and regional business aviation associations. So how does that work? From the National Business Aviation Association, this is Flight Plan. I'm Pete Combs with your trusted source for business aviation news. Regional business aviation leaders from around the country are gathered here in San Antonio to talk about how to help each other and how NBAA can help them all. Remember the recent battle over the tax valuation of aircraft in Washington State?
The 1955 use tax on aircraft was like $25 for an airplane, whether it was a 150 or a BBJ. And the legislature was trying to enact a 2,200% increase based upon the value of the aircraft. And a Global Express, for an example, I think would have been somewhere close to $1 million tax liability versus the $25 that was being charged from 1955.
Don Hitch is the chairman of NBAA's Local and Regional Group Subcommittee and the past treasurer of the Pacific Northwest Business Aviation Association. He was on the association's board when this crisis over tax valuation came to a head.
I know for a fact some of the larger flight departments up there, based upon what they were going to do, would leave the state of Washington, and that would have impacted jobs, and it would have impacted a number of things, obviously.
But you had to make the legislature aware of that.
That's correct.
And that was where, I guess, NBAA came to your aid.
That's exactly correct, and I recall the regional rep for the NBAA testifying in Olympia on behalf of the aviation entities.
And that's the point. As representatives of regional business aviation groups from around the country meet here in San Antonio for the Regional Leadership Roundtable, sharing tips and asking advice from each other on issues that range from tax structure to legislative matters, they're taking a very close look at the relationship between local and regional business aviation groups and NBAA.
The knowledge and the experience in that environment carried a tremendous amount of weight. It wasn't a bunch of rookies, if you will, going to in front of the legislature to testify on something they really had no experience doing.
That knowledge and experience from NBAA's Washington office came at the request of the PNBAA, a perfect example of the relationship, the synergy, if you will, between the national organization and local and regional business aviation groups. Hitch says it's imperative that local and regional business aviation groups stay in constant contact with NBAA at the national level.
I think the key to it, though, is to make sure that a local or regional group ensures the NBAA is aware of any issues they may be having, because that's a question that's asked often. Is there anything in your region or your area that we can help you with?
You got to keep each other in mind, I think.
That's right, always. It's keep that handshake going.
It's expertise from a national level that Hitch says comes without a catch.
They're not here to tell these little organizations or these large organizations or any of these organizations at the local and regional group how to do their job. They just simply want them to know they're here to support and help them when needed.
I'll have more business aviation news for you in just a moment. But first, please, this message.
Did you know that every employee of a member company has access to member benefits and services? So if your company is an NBAA member, you too can take advantage of these valuable resources for your flight operation and business. Create your login and immediately access exclusive benefits like airmail, the member directory, and all the members-only tools available on our website. Create your free online account today at www.nbaa.org/password.
Welcome back to NBAA's Flight Plan. I'm Pete Combs. When you're on approach to land, especially in low visibility, the PAPI light system can tell you whether you're at the right altitude. But soon it may be able to tell you much more. At Boston's Logan Field, the FAA is testing the new EFAROS system. That stands for the Enhanced Final Approach Runway Occupancy Signal, a fancy way of saying someone's already on the runway you're using to land. If the runway isn't yet clear for landing, the PAPI lights will flash, indicating it's not yet safe to land. This is an evaluative system, but if it proves useful, you might soon see it at other airports around the country. And that's the latest from the National Business Aviation Association. I'm Pete Combs. Thanks for listening to Flight Plan.